from dark to light. That's most common.
And so as humans, are humans aware of when the walk-ins come into their bodies, or do they go, like we've talked about, about wanderers, or I've heard of, information about wanderers, and then the ETs are the walk-ins. Does it take a while, or do they just know that they're walk-ins, or if I was a walk-in, and how would I know that I'm a walk-in?
Well, first of all, I think it's actually quite rare. I think that there are communities of people online and around the world who feel that they're walk-ins, and I'm not really sure that they are, and meaning it's easy to imagine that a rapid shift in consciousness could be another soul coming in. It could be a descent of energy from higher self. It could be simply, a self-generated awakening that doesn't involve another soul and takes many years to integrate. A person who feels newborn spiritually, but truly in their thinking and their feeling, and it seems to be proven by time, is not who they used to be for the positive, and they're deeply involved in service to the world, could be a walk-in. It's very subjective, and it's hard to know. Some of the people I interviewed a few years later felt that they were not walk-ins, actually, which is interesting.
Interesting.
They came to believe that it was just some kind of rapid, spontaneous spiritual awakening. And then they found that they still had the same issues that they had attributed to the other soul who was in this body. But it was still them. So walk-in is a little woo-woo quality to it, or a little glamour sometimes associated with it for people. And it can be a way of dissociating from your own psychological challenges.
What do you think about the crystal children? I'm noticing these children are being born, and they're just, it's amazing them.
Yeah.
The information they're being born with, they're so knowledgeable, and they're so mature, and they're just, it's just amazing. Do you think that maybe these crystal children could be walk-ins?
No, they're all wanderers.
They're all wanderers.
Yeah,
okay.
And wanderers means old soul, meaning born in the ordinary way. There's no soul exchange, there's no death rebirth, there's no crisis that leads to rapid transformation. Born in the ordinary way, these children are fourth density wanderers. They are often double-bodied, or always, according to Ra. Double-bodied mean that their fourth dimensional body is significantly activated, and that gives rise to intrinsic loving-kindness and maturity, sometimes paranormal ability, psychic power, and the ability to, to have some of the what's called siddhis, the powers of mind that are paranormal, seeing, hearing, knowing, speaking, like that. So in all cases that I'm aware of, that would be a wanderer, meaning a soul coming in from birth.
Well, since we're on the subject of wanderer, let's go into wanderer and wonder. Let's jump into that.
Yeah. I mean, again, using the Law of One or the raw material as a source, they in the early 80s indicated about 80 million or 60 million wanderers here. By this time, I believe the number is maybe 100 million. This is only 1 or 2% of the population, meaning 1 or 2 out of 100 come in as volunteers. You can say this is a volunteer soul. That's a term that some people are using now. Not because they have to be here, but because they choose to sacrifice, actually, their comfort and their bliss from one of the higher dimensions, which in this case would be 4, 5, or 6, associated with 4th, 5th, or 6th chakra, in this case meaning love and compassion, wisdom and mind, great mind development, and 6th is unity, wholeness, and will, and great balance. So they come in from one of these levels, and they are either here for their first time, or they've been incarnating, you know, for the last several thousand years. And the Bible talks about this, and many sources talk about this. Certain groups around the world believe that they're descended from the stars, Hopi, Dogon of Africa. So it's not a New Age idea, actually. And it correlates to the Buddhist idea of bodhisattva. Bodhisattva means enlightenment being, or a being who's bound for seeking on the way to complete enlightenment, which means freedom from duality, which is actually sixth density, sixth dimension. And these are elder souls. And they're here to help the planet according to plan and according to kind of spontaneous need of the situation around them.
What do you think that the millions of wanderers, there's, to me, I've just started my spiritual development about a year and a half ago. I mean, really, really just jumped into it and started researching and finding a lot of my own truth. Mm-hmm. I'm finding that just within that short time of my own, you know, awareness, right, there's so many people waking up. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this has something to do with 2012, or it's just the time, or there's something more significant?
I think it has to do with the time, and the time has to do with 2012. When you say awakening, what do you mean? I mean, I can, you know, it's an important word. What do you mean by awakening?
When I say awakening, like for me, I feel like I woke up, and I was very driven to be spiritual at all costs. I had a burning desire to research and to join groups and to understand I have abilities, to understand the abilities that I have. And I just feel like I'm using that word, waking up, so I'm using it, you know, for myself really. But that's, to me, that is, it's like a spiritual awakening. I don't want to say it's like I wasn't born again. I don't want to use that word. I'd rather just feel like I woke up, and I felt like very driven, you know, in spiritual development.
Yeah.
Tell me. And I think that a lot of people are as well. I find that there's so many people that are thirsty for knowledge. They want to understand why they're experiencing what they're experiencing, and so that's why I'm using wake up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going through that now, and that the pace of that growth in awareness is increasing, so the acceleration of change. You know, to understand that, we have to actually understand cosmic plan a little bit. And the second book, Universal Vision, is subtitled Soul Evolution and Cosmic Plan. Cosmic plan means development of consciousness, energy, matter, development of beings and planets and galaxies. In the case of Earth, this is basically a schoolhouse for souls of, or entities of different levels. These dimensions, you know, we're talking about a seven-dimensional model, seven densities or dimensions of life. Correlates with the seven chakras or seven energy bodies. Planets, too, have seven energy bodies, according to this view. Planets sequentially activate these energy bodies, and therefore are able to host greater awareness beings who then have the appropriate body. So the human body represents a step beyond the animal.